Hello, America, and to what's left of our friends around the world. Welcome to the Common Sense Show. My name is Dave Hodges. This is the show that's freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. And it's kind of funny how we're kind of coming to a nexus here with both the mainstream media and our show here. We're kind of all saying the same thing now, and it's pretty scary. We've got a really interesting guest. Casey Fleming is back for the third time in recent history because his topics are very important to the times that we live in right now. He is the author of The Red Tsunami, The Silent Storm, Killing Your Freedom. And I know some of you have given me feedback on Casey's book since he first appeared and you purchased it. But his expertise lies in the Chinese threat. And he's been a consultant to places like the SEC, the White House, the Pentagon. He absolutely is on top of things, well-respected, and we're going to get to Casey in just a minute, but I need to let you know we're coming to you from the Noble Gold Studios, and with all the problems with energy and now banking's being dragged into it, do you really want to leave your retirement in the bank subject to confiscation through the Dodd-Frank Law of 2010, or minimum, they can baseline it out and give you a percentage of what they would owe you? Well, don't let them do that. Let Noble Gold help you. They've got a plan. They don't pressure. They just give you options. I've been a customer of Noble Gold for almost 9 years. I've been an advertiser for almost 10. All you got to do to get more information and set yourself free is call 877-646-5347. That's 877-646-5347. Well, Casey, I got to tell you, it's kind of funny. I got some requests to have you back on the show in recent days here from my audience. You made quite an impression in your first couple of appearances here, and they're hearing all these threats going on and said, well, we bet that China is very much a part of it. But first of all, before we launch into this, tell people about your organization with Black Ops.
We focus on the Fortune 500, the Global 1000, and helping them protect their intellectual property. Good. But to do that, you have to understand who your enemy is and how to thwart them. And that's counterintelligence. Knowing your enemy intimately, how they're coming after you, what they want, and throwing them off the scent.
Ironically, that sounds very much like the Chinese philosopher Sun Tzu. Knowing your enemy, that is critical. Well, we live in really interesting times here. And I just wanted to ask you a question off the top. We have warnings that are being issued now. In fact, Fox News did this all day long yesterday. Potential drone attacks by Iran in California. You have said previously on the show, 200,000 Chinese spec ops in safe houses awaiting the signal to act against America. And they're here. And I've covered the fact that a lot of them are here when we were going through all the illegal immigration issues. We had pictures we published with their encounters with Border Patrol where they did have papers. Casey, aren't the Chinese, wouldn't they be part of any kind of insurrection against the United States?
They would. It depends on how deep they are with the Iranians. They have been very deep with the Iranians over the past 10 years on their strategic alliance. Remember, China is the global puppet master over Russia, Iran, Pakistan, North Korea, Venezuela, drug cartels. And underneath Iran was managing the terrorist organizations for the CCP. So the CCP has been growing throughout the world aggressively with basically being unchecked by the United States. For the past 30 years, we as a country could do nothing more, than support them. Everything we've done by buying their goods and services, not taking them seriously as a global threat to freedom. And so we've created this monster, this very, very difficult monster. It's the most formidable monster we've ever had as an enemy. And they're gunning for us to kill us. So my advice to everyone is don't be distracted by the war of the week. The real war is on you, your family, and the front line. You're on the front line. So expect all this other unrestricted war to be even increased against you because the CCP has taken it on the chin, going after Venezuela, going after the Mexican drug cartel. These are all partners of the Chinese Communist Party to undo the world or the free world order the international world order as it sits today and take it over as a communist, world. And I have a quote. I don't know if I told you that before, but there's a quote that I put out there to make it as serious as I could and accurate as I could, that the world will be won or lost within the next 10 years or less. And what that means, it's either going to be all free with freedom, or it's going to be all communist.
Yeah, and the communism issue and threat seems to be growing. You mentioned here, and I've got this in my show notes, that Iran is, you know, they're persecuting their citizens by the tens of thousands, but they got the technology to do so from China. Can you talk about that? And is that ever going to become a threat in this country?
Yes and yes. China got the technology from the United States, their rich uncle. They either partnered with us when they put money in and invested in Silicon Valley 6, 7, 8 years ago. And as an investor, we want to see the technology. So they put in invested in about 25% of Silicon Valley, 5 and 10 years ago. So they got the technology that way. And what they were missing, they stole with IP, stolen intellectual property. So all of that technology. So they become the mass manufacturers. They have more surveillance cameras than all of the rest of the world combined. And they use our US artificial intelligence to basically put that thing on steroids. Now they're throwing quantum computing on it. And it's a very ugly situation. So they've done it to their own people, this extreme control. Remember, communism is not your friend, and China is not your friend. They control all property. They own all property. They own all production, and they own all consumption. And to do that, they have to control the population. And that's how they do it, through all this surveillance. And let me tell you, they get you 24/7. They monitor everything on your phone, everything, over 500 data points on your phone, the Chinese people's phone, but also your phone, because our technology companies are selling your data to the Chinese Communist Party. And through all these agreements, you've got 50 pages of this fine print when you have to upgrade your software or renew your software. You say, ah, crap, I can't read this. Well, guess what? You gave away all of your data, all your secrecy, and all your privacy so you can be targeted. And that's why it really matters. So, yes, it's serious. And they helped the Iranians target, our number is about 35,000 murders that the Iranian regime had to kill to keep control at that time. So, yes, all this is combined, and this is what's going on behind the scenes of this world. And every time we have a skirmish, the United States, we all grab a can of beer and watch the TV and look at it like it's a sport. Don't do that. Don't be distracted by this war. The war is on you by the Chinese Communist Party.
Wow, that's quite a mouthful. I'm hearing a term that's being thrown around now, and I know that you've talked about it in your book with regard to unrestricted warfare. Can you give that some definition?
About 30 years ago, the Chinese watched us go after Iraq, and they said, there's no way we can fight these guys and win. So what they did was they redefined what war was. So it's not conventional. It's everything but conventional. So go after the people, weaponize everything against the people, weaken them so they no longer have a will to fight or a need to fight. And they want to be taken over by someone just because they're just beat down so far. And that's what unrestricted war is. Biological war, COVID, but it's not just COVID. What about COVID-2, COVID-3, and other nefarious? And then yet drug war with fentanyl and many other issues, vaping mechanisms. Even your cell phone or your kid's cell phone is digital fentanyl because of dopamine. All these things are weaponized, cognitive warfare, which is social media, and more specifically, TikTok, and then cyber warfare, and it goes on and on. So make no mistake, you are on the front lines. You must become educated.
Yeah, a lot of people don't realize this, and you said something very important in there about the digital part of it on your phones, and particularly with our young, the dopamine high people get from screen time. And it's extremely addicting. It's as powerful as cocaine in some cases because it triggers the same pleasure centers in the brain. It's absolutely amazing. With this unrestricted warfare, I'm seeing elements of this in Iran, particularly with drone technology. Did they get this from China? That we can't control
Yes.
their drones. Yes. Can you talk about
Yes.
that?
Well, first of all, China, yes, China's been helping them design the drones. Also, they use electronics, the targeting, even the weapon systems and so on in these drones. Now, just so you know, these drones are about the size, half the size of a car, and you can put about five of those in a container, like on a container ship. So it's not just LA, it's anywhere up and down the coast, anywhere up and down the Gulf Coast, and anywhere up and down any one of our coasts, including the East Coast. So we've heard that there's threats against LA, but you can't rule out any of our coasts. So the message to everyone, put down the beer. This is not just a war that you can just enjoy on TV, like a Cowboys game. You're being distracted with all this chaos. The bigger play is your family and you and your freedom, which will never come back if you let it go.
Right. I totally agree with you. But what is there, are we in danger of being conquered, our economy destroyed, taken over? What's the threat to America here from the Chinese, in particular with their partnership with Iran?
Well, the threat is all the above. Their weakness, there's over 100 different methods of unrestricted warfare. And the cumulative effect of all of those, when you're killing 150,000 military-aged young men and women every year, you're destroying those families. You're just destroying their will to live and their will to fight, every one of those families, including the extended family. You might be upsetting a few of them to go join the military, but for the large part, those families are destroyed. And so this whole Iranian thing is, remember, they've planned this. The Chinese Communist Party wanted to put the US in three or four regional skirmishes: Ukraine, Venezuela, Middle East, other ones, maybe South Korea with North Korea. We don't know. But the other one is to keep us on the back of our heels with the terrorist organization. And that's where Iran, because that's the wild card. When you're looking at conventional, that's one. But the last thing that's completely unpredictable is when you poke a terrorist, you're poking a radical ideologist that have nothing to live for and everything to die for.
When we look at Iranian terrorist cells that we know are here, are they supported by the Chinese? I mean, how interwoven is the relationship in this country between Iranian terrorist cells and the Chinese?
They are supported by the Chinese. They use our open systems, our open society, and because of Biden, our open borders to weaken us and to attack us. I mean, it's honestly, these are all the same thing as Trojan horses inside the gates. Another one I have to mention, since I said Trojan horse, is TikTok, is a weaponized military application in the hands of your kids. We can talk about what's on TikTok right now. It would basically curl your hair that your middle school kids, high school kids, and college kids are seeing. And they spend 9 hours a day on social media. Let that sink in. So they're taking over your children's brains permanently and ripening them for the propaganda that they're being pounded on each and every day. If you pound enough propaganda, it becomes the truth. Our friend Yuri Bezmenov of Russia said that back in the 80s and so on. So this is exactly what's going on to everyone. And my clarion call is wake up and smell the coffee. This is what's that you're in World War III today. It's squarely on your shoulders, not the military. And the plan is never to have it go to military, which is the far box at the end of the spectrum. It's to weaken us by all these other methods. And they're doing a fantastic job. I mean, they're arresting mothers for asking what their children's curriculum is in schools. They're arresting them for free speech. Heck, I did two TEDx talks on sovereign US soil, one in 2018 and one in 2025. And I was extremely censored. And it was very difficult because I'm not used to being censored. That was a unique experience. In fact, the second TEDx talk I had pulled anyway because they had to do so much editing, it looked like it was AI. It wasn't AI, it was me. So that's what's going on sovereign US soil. Let's not talk about the 40 Chinese communist police stations on sovereign US soil, but that's to give you an idea of how compromised you are and how deep you are in this war.
The 40 Chinese police stations, what's their functionality in this country? What's their mission?
Number one, persecution on anybody that's anti-CCP. So if they've got Chinese Americans that are negative on the CCP, then they go after, harass all the way down to torturing, you know, kidnapping, torturing, killing, and their families back in China. That's persecution number one. And any Americans that are not viewed as strong CCP supporters. But then also espionage, rioting, protesting, everything to unwind the United States and everything that holds us together.
You know, I'm confused on one point because I know that Trump has drawn the line with China in many regard, but then he let in hundreds of thousands of Chinese students that still swear allegiance to the CCP by agreement. What could the president have been thinking in your estimation?
The only thing I can think of, I was not in those meetings, but the only thing I can think of is that Xi Jinping was waving all of our medicines that come out of China and rare earth minerals, all the things that they have cornered the market on, which we were just absolutely, crazy to allow them to corner the markets on a lot of these different things. And I'm basically saying, hey, you want me to shut off the medicine? No problem. Hey, you want me to shut off rare earths? No problem. So Trump's like, oh, yeah, well, let him back into the universities. The other thing is the universities have become addicted to CCP enrollments. They're full pop enrollments. And, you know, universities are a business. And if you've got all these guys paying full tilt versus, you know, getting, you know, discounted dollars with American kids coming in with scholarships and discounts, you know, they've become addicted. Same with Wall Street, same with a lot of congressmen get Chinese communist money in their reelection PACs. That's what the issues are.
Yeah, that is a big, big threat. Of course, you're talking to someone who's advocated for no foreign lobbying of Congress, no giving any campaign donations, but certainly I'm behind the eight ball on that right now. With regard to the Iranian war, I have a hypothesis. I know China has cornered a lot of the silver market, 70% from what I read, and it has high tech and military grade applications to it. Was Trump trying to negate their ability to project military power by controlling Venezuelan oil and now the attempt with Iran? Do you think that that is what's behind what Trump is doing?
Yes, absolutely. And the Mexican drug cartel. I'm sure what he said was, you fix it or I will. And remember that Mexican leader is a communist leader.
Yes,
Sheinbaum is a communist leader. So he's going to her, telling her, you know, they want instability. Communism wants instability. Communism wants chaos. That's why, you know, social media and mainstream media has all of us at each other's throats. You know, like we all know, left versus right, blacks versus white, Hispanics versus blacks, sure. Gen Z versus boomers, Gen Z versus females versus Gen Z males. We're all being played. I don't care if you're left, right, or center. We're all Americans, and we're all being played because our Constitution is on fire right now.
I agree. But here's a couple things I've seen. I've fully recognized the Chinese intrusion into our government and the influencing of our officials and corporate structures. But we have another threat that's parallel to that, and I think it's the Zionist threat with AIPAC and their donations. And there are a lot of people in my audience that feel that America was dragged into this war with Iran by Israel. Now, I can see a strategic move, like we said, with the oil and why Trump maybe was attracted to that. But how does the Israeli lobby compare to the Chinese influence?
A little softer, very pervasive in Congress. Even, you know, CCP is pervasive. Israel's influence is even more pervasive. But I'll emphasize the book gives you the framework. You know, there's one throat to choke right now. We've built this monster we all have to deal with. Once you have that framework, then you can understand how the WEF plays into it, how Israel plays into it, how radical Islam plays into it. All of these things, you know, our freedom, like I said, our Constitution is on fire. And if you're waiting for your government to fix it and to save you, that will not happen this time. Because as I mentioned, every man, woman, and child is on the front lines. And your enemy, there's three things your enemy does not want to happen. And that, by the way, that your enemy are compromised Americans. They are the infiltrated enemies that are inside our gates and our enemies across the seas and the ponds. Number one, they don't want you to become informed. Well, the book, the expose and the survival guide fix that. Number two, if you are informed, then they don't want you to unify. And if you, and which there's a movement
That's
next to
true.
the book, it's in development. And if you unify, they don't want you to take action. And that's part of the movement as well. So all three of those things handle that problem. But make no mistake, this war is on you, and you cannot afford to sit on the sidelines. You've got to become educated. It's a the book basically pulls back the curtain to what's going on, and it connects the dots. And you will never, ever see the world the same again. And I want to say, I'm not here to sell books. I never wanted to write a book. I still don't. But I did because that's the only way I could get this information out to the audience. Now, we're part of a global network of over 400 intelligence experts, intelligence, counterintelligence, subject matter experts on lawfare, psychology, brain stuff, all that. So, and over 20 of those have endorsed this book. And they're all basically telling you, if you get any book in your lifetime, this is the one you need to get. You will not see the world the same way. You will be more prepped for what's coming down. Incidentally, since we haven't gone there yet, Dave, and you do a great show, there is religious warfare. And this is all about spiritual warfare. If you want to boil it all the way down, this is spiritual warfare. Most people don't understand that communism is a religion at its core, and you must worship the head of the state as the god with a low G, lower G. And that's Marxism, socialism. Marxism and socialism are similar to communism. They're the weakening of society before communism comes in with the hammer. Marxism and socialism, you have to vote into office. Mamdani in New York, these judges that are all over the place. You know, we've allowed, for those of us who love America, we've been asleep at the wheel. We've been worried about, you know, work, families, playtime, and we've not been awake to really what's going on. And our freedom is just evaporating on a daily basis, and it's not coming back. So the point now is for people to become informed and to take action.
What's the action people can take?
Well, without in fear of being cheesy, get the book and get the book in front of your family, your friends, even the people across the aisle. If you're on the right, and you've got some crazy left people, give them the book. Give a couple as a gift and say, you know, I want you to read this and I would love to get your thoughts because you need to start the dialogue. We have more in common with each other on the left, the right, and the
I agree.
center than we do with our enemies. And we all share a common enemy, which is China, Russia, Iran, Pakistan, Venezuela, North Korea, drug cartels, and terrorist organizations. So my point is, that's number one. Number two is stop buying Chinese goods and services and stop purchasing because every dollar you spend on that cute little top off of Shein or Temu or that great tool or great thing you found at the big box store or whatever, or online, that's a dollar that's being used to kill your children. And that's exactly how it translates. There is no other way to do it. And by the way, I'm not a radical. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I'm a business executive. And this came across my desk probably 16 years ago. And I'm one of the guys out there that'll actually do something about it, as opposed to kick the can down the road. So,
Yeah, I look at this, Casey, though, okay, and I agree. People need to read the book, and I'm getting that feedback too from my audience. But there's got to come a time when we have this knowledge, but then we have to put it to work. So what would be a first action step in terms of putting this to work?
well, stop buying Chinese goods and services.
Okay,
Stop
good point.
investing. Stop investing in companies doing business with China because they're addicted to Chinese cash. And by the way, that's communist cash. The other one is to fly the American flag in defiance of everyone who want to destroy you. Number three, ban all foreign influence, not just governmental and federal influence, all foreign
Absolutely.
influence. They can't buy companies. They can't buy land. They can't pay American people to do their bidding for them. Because guess what? That's also called treason, and you'll get hung for that or shot with a 75-cent bullet. So, you're in war and you need to act like it. And that's what needs to happen. Now, the movement is there. It's in development. There's just a landing page, but the movement is certainly there to have a place to go every day for truth, for community, and a central hub for freedom. There are hundreds of organizations out there that are trying to solve this problem, but they don't have the information, they don't have the intelligence, the not the personal intelligence, they don't have the raw intelligence, nation state intelligence, to be able to craft the proper strategy. And that's why this movement will be a central hub for truth. You want to know about climate and what's really going on with climate. You want to know about BLM. You want to know about all the wokeism. You want to know about critical race theory. By the way, those are all communist movements, Marxist communist movements. But it's a place to go for community and to go and take America back. And right now, peacefully, that's my mission and our mission is to take our country back peacefully by voting in midterms for people who will fix this and not be part of the problem, and voting every 4 years, but more importantly, voting every day with your wallets and only supporting those pro-America, pro-Constitution companies, and certainly not Chinese companies that are going to fix this problem. And so it's really, like I said, those three things are all handled with the book and the movement.
I'm going to just share an anecdote that really supports what you just said. I live in the infamous Maricopa County in Arizona. And when I first moved here 40 years ago, it was a strong, strong conservative state. Now we've become a uniparty. In fact, I'd say this, the GOP has become the biggest threat to our civil liberties, election integrity, and so forth. And it's one big uniparty right now. I'll give you one anecdotal example. You had Jeff DeWitt, who was the head of the Arizona GOP, on tape, and Carrie Lake released this, bribing her with millions of dollars not to run against a radical communist, Ruben Gallego, who's now in the Senate. And then Carrie lost that election under very interesting circumstances. What we look at here is the uniparty, and what people don't seem to realize is that the uniparty is not uniting for constitutional liberties, they're uniting to take your liberties away.
That's 100% correct. That's the uniparty. And when you're losing all of your freedom and all your liberties, and when you lose them, they don't come back. So it's all or nothing. All of us who love our country, all of us who enjoy a certain quality of life, that's over if you don't get busy right now. Because
Amen.
all of those, remember, communism, they own all property. They own this, they control all property, they take it from you, and they control all consumption and all production. So you're not going to take a shower when you want to. You're not going to get up when you want to. What you watch on TV is going to be propaganda. And everything you see will be propaganda to keep the state in power. And if you falter, your kids don't get to go to college, or at least the college of your choice. You don't get to travel. You're traveling too much. You've went on four trips this year. You're only allowed to go on one. That's the freedom we're talking about. And they're not going to, they're take they'll take off NFL and NBA very, very quickly. So it's not the country you want to be part of. And so when you're saying, well, what's it hurt? Let's see what this other candidate will do. You can't afford that test. You can't afford that litmus test because it's been, wake up, it's been happening. It has been happening. And now it takes you to get control over your family, your town, your community, your city, and your state and your country. So it's all hands on deck now. What you're seeing also, mainstream media is completely compromised. Let me give you one example. We lose 150,000 Americans every year murdered. Our young, our future generation are being murdered, 150,000 a year through fentanyl. And you never see, that's two 737s going down every day. And you're not seeing that on mainstream media. So let that sink in. So you're only seeing the narrative they want you to see. And that is really what the issue is. Find your news sources. Mr. Hodges has a good news source. I can attest to that. Here's the other thing. Mainstream media, you've got really radicals on the left, just like you do on the right. But looking at mainstream media, you would believe that that radical ideology is normal. That's shared by 90% of America or 80% of America, because you see all this craziness going on and all this chaos. I must be the outsider. That's the way they've got you thinking, that I must be the outsider, so I must conform. No, read your history books. This is the American Revolution all over again, and we got to kick the bad guys out. And the problem is, these bad guys are inside our borders because we've been played as an open society, and they've been setting up camp. And by the way, when you're attacking a client or an enemy inside there, it's much easier to set up behind the lines, the front lines, before the actual conventional war starts than it is once the war starts. So that's
I
what's been
agree.
happening over the past 3 decades in the United States, and it's hit its peak.
Well, you said earlier this is a spiritual war. You're absolutely right. And think about it, start with the Democrats because they took God out of their party platform. So you're absolutely right. And then the other thing, you're actually talking about Saul Alinsky here in Rules for Radicals. The goal is just chaos. Doesn't matter really what the issue is. We'll justify the issue, but the goal is chaos so we can overthrow the existing order. And this is what we're seeing today in these social revolutions that have swept this country in the name of woke. You're absolutely 100% right. Here, people, if you want to get this book, and I really recommend it here, it's called The Red Tsunami, The Silent Storm Killing Your Freedom. It's number one on Amazon in its category, new release. And the author is Casey Fleming, CEO of counterintelligence firm Black Ops Partners. This is something, folks, you need to take, digest. And you just got a blueprint on some of the early steps that we need to be taking to move ahead. Casey, I want to ask you one final question here. I said this kind of in humor one day, and now I'm wondering if it's not something we should look at. I think some people in Congress deserve to be returned to office. I think they're noble and they try to do a good job, but there are a lot who are not. And I just said it's permeating the Republican Party is, and certainly the Democratic Party's lost. And so here's what I said. I said, well, we ought to just get a website called Toss Them All, as in tossthemall.com, and defeat these people in the primary. Have you given any thought to that kind of strategy?
Absolutely. That's part of the movement. That's part of freedomforever.global, is to get that information out there and find people who want to run and to take their country back. I mean, I don't need to be doing this. I don't want to be doing this.
I hear
But
you.
I, you know what? You know, have I mean, I have a brutal schedule. I don't want to be doing this. Nobody wants to be doing this. But you know what? There are a lot of people that lost their lives for me to be here and for you to be here. And so now it's your turn and my turn. And it deals, not with uniforms and khaki colored shirts and BDUs. It deals with white collar guys that know how to go through intelligence and systems and political issues and so on. But exactly that, toss them all and let them earn the right to come back in. And I promise you, 90% will never earn the right to come back in. But here's the point. I want the audience to understand this. God gives you your freedom, period. Your freedom is guaranteed by the U.S. Constitution. And that freedom, it gives the power to every individual American citizen. And the citizen gives the power to the government. Over the past 30 years, your government has taken illegal power away from you. And now the government's in charge. You're not in charge. So Show them you're in charge. Vote with your wallets every day. Vote with your votes every 2 and 4 years to get the people in here to correct it. Listen, it all is not lost yet, but if you still sit on your hands, it will be lost pretty darn soon.
No, I agree. And I think 10 years is an optimistic timeframe that you laid out. I think this battle is going to be decided in the next couple of years. I really do. I think by 2028, we'll be able to see a clear picture. One final question. Is there an off-ramp to this war in Iran that you see?
No.
I
Once you
don't either.
poke the terrorist, you've got it, and we've already decapitated. The problem is now you've got radical remnants, and so they're going to have to be dealt with. And so, yes, they're going to show their ugly head. Unfortunately, we're hearing chatter in our signals as well throughout the United States. Remember, terrorists want you to live in fear, then they win. So don't live in fear, but keep your head on a swivel. Be alert. And see something, say something, but be alert, live your lives in defiance to terrorism, to the Chinese Communist Party. Live your life in defiance. Be a proud American and a powerful American. It's time for you to step up.
Yeah, our guest has been Casey Fleming. He's becoming a regular here. And Casey, you can come back anytime you want because your information is always timely and on point. I want to thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure, Dave.
All right,
Thanks
take
for having
care.
me.
You bet. There are no off ramps with regard to the Iranian war. There are none. There's alternatives, and none of them are good, except maybe one. Well, we're going to go through three alternatives and one long shot that's good and two that are most likely. And you're not going to like the two. So I agree we need to unite with each other in opposing the two. Have we learned a lesson about Zionism yet? Have we? These people are relentless. You owe it to us. No, we don't owe you a damn thing. We owe you respect for your people. And to recognize and support your right to engage in your religion. You do not have the right to subvert my religion nor our national sovereignty. And that's exactly what got us into this mess. And I want to speak to this loud and clearly. This is a monumental mistake by this president, who, by the way, I still think is the right guy for the job. Get him out of there. Get the war over with, Mr. Trump. And you could go down as a great president, but you may have done so much damage that we won't recover from this for years. And then the communists will take over. And I'll talk about that in more detail. Look at more than ever before, your pension is really at risk now with the recession. Banks are in trouble. They can keep your pension if it's associated with the bank. IRAs, 401ks. And I come back to Joe Lombardi and Iron Hawk Financial. He's learned a method that only the rich and famous were using to become super rich and hardly pay any tax legally under IRS Code 7702. And he's teaching it to people now. And this is now beginning to explode. Now, this is not for people to have, I want to put $50 in or $100. It's not that. It's not $1 million either. But if you're sitting on a significant sum of money and you go, I just don't trust the bank, and you shouldn't. This is something that you want to look at. Now, should you do gold? Yes. Should you do crypto? Absolutely, positively. No question about it. But do you want to put all your eggs in one basket? Of course you don't. So what you want to do is look at what Joe Lombardi is doing, and you'll grow income out of this like you won't believe. Do you want to find out more? No obligation. They'll talk to you. They'll find out right away if this is right for you. You'll go through a fairly lengthy process because this is not simple. They follow all kinds of federal rules and regulations to the letter. You also have the right to say, I thought it was a good idea. Now I've changed my mind. No questions asked, no hard feelings, no pressure. They have every consumer benefit built in. Joe Lombardi has never had a Better Business Bureau complaint. He has an A-plus rating. He's never lost a dime of investor money, ever. He's a genius. In fact, he's been featured in many publications. So what do? You go to DH Hawk, Dave Hodges, dhhawk.com. Fill out the contact information, and one of Joe's agents will be in touch with you. Chances are They're probably someone that knows me and learned about Joe's opportunity from this show. I met two of them at the trade show I was at last Saturday. It was a great pleasure to meet them. Don't let this pass you by. There are going to be millionaires made from this. DHHawk.com. Okay, there's no off-ramp. So let me give you the worst case scenario. We got the nuclear sniffers and the EG-8 up in the air, which is command and control for nuclear facilities. Now, the president controls the nuclear suitcase, chain of command. But what if that chain of command communication is disrupted? Well, as I covered yesterday, these airplanes fill in the gap. They're EMP proof. They're manned by 22-man crew. And one is in the Middle East and one is circling America. And with the domestic terrorism threat, read between the lines, people. Read between the lines. Now, with the Middle East, if we weren't considering the use of at least tactical nuclear weapons against Iran, then why would we dispatch a plane like this that has not been put up in the air since the early days of the Cold War? Can you tell me that? This hasn't happened in decades. That should speak to the seriousness. So here's scenario number one. We launch against Iran. We have the capability of undermining and destroying their underground network of tunnels where they move their drone storage and their artillery and missiles around. You'd literally have to bomb every inch of the country. So it's better just, okay, they fired from here. Boom, there goes your missile. It's gone, but it's a tactical nuke. Can you imagine the fallout on the world stage? I don't see any nation standing with us if we were to resort to that. But I think that's the most effective option. I'm not advocating for it, by the way. But militarily, it's the most effective option. But then we have to say, well, see, Iran's a ally of Russia and China, and that ally just got nuked. What do you think is going to happen? Do you think that Russia and China are just going to sit back and say, oh, well, I guess the U.S. outdid us again? They're not. It's the beginning of an all-out Third World War. There'll be retaliations, and from there, you'll have escalations. Scenario number one is World War III. Scenario number two, well, we've put 20,000 Marines near the Iranian border in what's controlled by the Kurds. Mr. Trump and your people don't deny it. Okay. We've got a very good authority. Those Marines are there and they're training for combat in the mountains. I suspect they're going to be used more as spec ops. I suspect. But let's assume now that we really are going to go into a ground war. First of all, you're going to have wild. You think Antifa was bad? Mr. Trump, these people do not support Israel in draft age. And you snuck in, let's mobilize the draft, let's get it ready, we'll go right onto the edge, we just won't pull the switch yet. That came in quietly in the National Defense Authorization Act, which passed last week. Planning to do it, people, and they're planning to draft your kids to do it. And if they're drafting, they're saying it's more than a 6-month conflict because from the time someone's drafted till they're combat ready, it's 6 months. So they're saying, yeah, and Iran, it's another Vietnam, but the body count will be higher. Well, I can tell you one thing right now, no one in my immediate family, extended family, network of friends, Hell no, they won't go. In TPUSA, you can open up a chapter in every high school in the United States, and you're going to find that the young people today know what's going on with Zionist influence over our politics and our military and how we were drug into this war, and they ain't going to go fight for Israel. There will be extreme insurrection and riots in this country. This is why the government's preparing for martial law. Figure it out. Also, to the terrorism will push us to that as well. Not going to happen. Read my lips. Oh, we think we'll use the power of the government over the people? This ain't China. Nice try. It ain't going to happen. See, in Vietnam, we were more naive. I'm telling you, when I talk to people who are in their 20s, they are all opposed to this. Every single person I've talked to is opposed to this. So, good old governor of Arkansas, I'm opening up a chapter in every high school for TPUSA. Yeah, right. Okay. Just don't call it TPUSA, call it Zionist rule. Ain't happening. Okay. Number three, We now know that Trump and Putin are engaged in communication. I smell a deal here, and I'll tell you, Ukraine's going to get cut off. And Europe, they're not going to complain, and I'll tell you why. Europe now needs Russian natural gas because Iran, brilliant move. They missile attacked Qatar, and they shut down their liquid nitro gas production. There's enough winter left in Europe right now. They need an immediate solution. The first day it went up 46 cents a gallon. First day of the war. I'm not sure where it's at now, but I can tell you right now, do you want to freeze to death and starve to death, or do you want to support Zelensky? So Trump will get Europe to back down. Russia will get huge swaths of Ukraine. They'll hang on to Crimea. They'll get the Donbass region. They're going to get what they wanted to get. That'll be the deal that Trump has to make, and probably a little more. And what will Putin say to Iran? Back down. We'll negotiate so you can stay in power, but we're going to have to agree with America, no nuclear program. That is our best option. And I'm going to hand it to Donald Trump. Okay. He's looking for the off ramp. He's offered two ceasefires to Iran, and they say, why should we? We're winning. Because you haven't destroyed us, we're winning. We will wear you out. It's Vietnam all over again. Well, Trump has recognized the next best option. If we're up to Israel, we'd put troops on the ground. We might even nuke. And I can't tell you that Israel won't nuke Iran. But I think we need to make it clear to Netanyahu, it'll be immediate cessation of all support, and you will stand alone. And if China and Russia come after you, we're not helping you. Did the people at TPUSA just have a heart attack when I said that? I'm so sorry if your donor money dries up. Pray that Donald Trump is successful in negotiations with Putin. But Putin knows he has us over a barrel. It's going to be expensive to get out of this war. I'm Dave Hodges. This is the Common Sense Show. Hello, America, and to what's left of our friends around the world. Welcome to the Common Sense Show. We are the show freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. And we're going to look at something kind of on the upbeat side. I wanted to do a positive story on President Trump to start things off. He needs some encouragement and recognition because everything else right now he's touching under this Middle Eastern influence is going to hell in a handbasket. So I want to start off with something positive, and we are going to talk about something that's going to make you, one, appreciate Donald Trump, but two, look at some people on both parties and say, what are they doing? Well, we'll tell you why they're doing what they're doing and just how bad it is. Hey, we are brought to you by a great set of products. People are really catching on. Our renewal orders for the Magic Dicol NanoSoma products are off the charts successful because people are finding out what I found out 2 years ago. This stuff works. You've got the, by the way, if you get the starter pack, you're going to get three of these immune system boosters, and it takes your immune system to unbelievable levels. This literally saved my life, as you've heard me say. You get three of these. Then you get one of the NanoSoma gel, having aches and pains in the joints. Well, this helps you grow pluripotent stem cells. Now, the time frame will vary according to how long you've had it, how severe it is, what it is. But for me, it took about 6 to 8 weeks, and I can do things I haven't done in over a quarter of a century. And then there's the skin cream, fine lines, wrinkles. But the biggest thing I like about it are cuts. I've had a couple of them. You've seen me display on air and no stitches, even though I probably needed stitches. And this completely healed it over a period of time. For the one cut I had that was about 4 stitches in terms of what I probably needed, it took close to about 11 or 12 days before. No scar, right? Pretty cool. All you got to do is go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges for 15% off the retail price for these great products. iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. Well, Donald Trump has done something amazingly good. No, I'm not going to talk geography in the Middle East. That's not amazingly good. But this is, he's drawn a line in the sand, and he's telling Congress, you put up or shut up. I'm calling your bluff. Now, what we're talking about, is the Save America Act. And let's go right to the heart of the act. You must show photo ID to register to vote. Then you must show our proof of citizenship and also photo ID. You must also show photo ID when you vote. Well, that's Jim Crow number two. This is terrible. Oh, it's so discriminatory. And Chuck Schumer has accurately said something. It's going to take 20 million people off the voter rolls. How horrible. It's disenfranchising the Democratic. Oh, wait. Who are being taken off the rolls? People who don't deserve or legally are entitled to vote, namely undocumented people. American elections are for American citizens, plain and simple. Excuse me, lean in, Congress. This is the law. This is the law that you raised your right hand and swore an oath to protect. This is the Constitution of the United States. No foreigner has a right to vote in our elections. Now, look, I got to be consistent here, right? Because I'm saying no foreigner has a right to drag us into war, which has been done. Well, conversely, I've also got to say and be consistent, okay? People who are not here legally do not have a right to vote. Even if you're here under a work visa, if you are not a U.S. citizen, you are not entitled to vote. That is the law. Now, if you don't like the law, then you should have a constitutional convention and change that law because this is part of the Constitution. Now, let's talk about what Donald Trump has done. He has basically told Congress, I will not sign any legislation except for the funding of DHS and the TSA, which needs to be done immediately. But he said, I won't sign anything that you pass until you pass the Save America Act. Now, here's what's interesting. Chuck Schumer came out and said, 20 million people. Well, we've explained that, okay? Shows you what he wants. He wants 20 million people who are not legally entitled to vote and who will generally vote Democratic to vote. In other words, he's advocating for cheating. But whoa, wait a minute. The Uniparty is in full effect. I live in a Uniparty state, okay? I don't give a crap if you put an R after your name or a D after your name. You can put a triple Z for all I care. It doesn't matter. You're all part of the same party. And this is spread nationwide. So we have Republicans out there right now that benefit from cheating too. They want anyone and anyone to be able to vote. And then the act also puts limits on, I love this. They put limits on mail-in ballots with exceptions. It basically outlaws it, but with legitimate exceptions, illness, infirmity, military duty. These are all reasonable things that we should accommodate. But just generally, and delivering boxes of votes at the midnight hour in open box containers, like we've seen in Arizona. This is, by the way, part of court proceedings, not subject to refuting it. You can't refute this. It's been introduced into evidence in a court and accepted as a matter of fact. And we need to absolutely hold to the bottom line. Now, I don't really think that going to Congress and writing to them can make a difference, but in this one case, it might. If they got 100,000 letters from across the country passed the Save America Act without revision, they would say, well, gosh, a lot of us are coming up on elections here, one third of the Senate, the entire House. Maybe we should do this. We could put some pressure on people because I know if you're here listening to me right now, you want everyone who's entitled to vote to be able to vote. And you want no one who's not entitled to vote to not be able to vote. You want the elections to reflect the will of America. Now, this isn't going to solve all problems. It's not going to solve the corporate problems, the uniparty problems, right? The big pharma lobby, this kind of lobby, that kind of lobby, okay, foreign influence lobby. That's not going to fix all these problems. But it's going to fundamentally take 20 people off the 20 million people off the voter rolls, according to the Democrats themselves, and deny them the ability to vote illegally. Simple. Very simple. Hats off to President Trump on this. This is the best move he has made since he has been president. Stand your ground. And Mr. President, it's not enough to say you won't sign things because then becomes law after 10 days. You need to actively veto everything except for Homeland Security funding and TSA funding. You need to veto everything that comes your way. I'm Dave Hodges. This is the Common Sense Show.